Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evans, your host today, and we have Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Well, this is an interesting time from the point of view of ascension. I wonder how many people really know what that word means.
We talk about it a lot. But we don't understand. That might be a good subject.
Well, it was one of the things that I wanted to mention before we get into the healing aspect of the program, Charlene, is going back home. Where do we know that home is? You know, we're, in a sense, still asleep to the point that we haven't awakened yet to understand everything that is around us. We came into this lifetime, our memory was cut. We're here, and like I always say, we don't have an operational manual.
That's for sure.
And so we're talking about ascension. It is a word that is used a lot. Everybody has their own concept of what it might mean. And apparently it's a graduation of some form, shape, thought. But to where? Where are we going? Where have we been? What is in this future path? And the reason, Charlene, that I thought I would throw out this question to our audience and those who might listen to the archives later. By the way, I thank you for being there, sharing your presence and your energy with us. But information that I've gotten from reading the Akashic Records and information that has come to us from the Masters with our telephone conference calls is that some of the people here on Earth are cherubim angels. And it's hard to really accept the thought, well, maybe I'm a cherubim. We don't see any wings flapping on the back of us. But there were two legions sent here. Right now we have over 20,000 of them, which is hard to imagine that there were so many that were sent here to Earth. And as we came down through the dimensions, we lost some of these great abilities that we had, and because we were, in a sense, coming from a very high elevation, you might say almost squeezing ourselves down into electrons that were formed, very closely formed together. And so, in a sense, we don't recognize what we are, what we've been, but it is time for the cherubim to wake up to what they need to do. And we are finding out that a lot of the cherubim, they are working during the night, doing some incredible healing for the planet, for other souls. And where would they go back home? Are they going to ascend? Or is this the time of the energy where they can actually go back to source? Then, and see, you don't know to even be aware of this unless you know you're a cherubim. And then the next group. Where is the next group going to be? These are messengers of the Elohim. These are those souls who were called from different planetary systems. And if you look up at the stars and you think, oh my, I yearn for that, maybe your home is there. And if you have come from the stars and you're a messenger of the Elohim, how do you know that you need that home is there? How do you know to get back there and that this is home? There's only one way you're going to know that is to waken up to who you were, where you came from, where you're going. And then there are the vast number of light workers that came with Archangel Michael. Are you going to be going with him as he is forming the Golden Galaxy? How do you know that unless you know you were one of his light workers? And how do you know, if you don't know all these things, will you by chance then simply reincarnate on Earth again as these incredibly moving events are happening in your life? And so this is the time to awaken. And how does one know that? So, my friends, we're going to be talking about this off and on in between these two incredibly wonderful hours that we have with you as we go along and answer people's requests for healing. And for those of you who have never listened to this show before, I would like to introduce Charlene McNeil. And Charlene, we're going to pretend that no one has heard your story before.
Okay.
And so I want you to take a few minutes and explain to people, when you are working with God, just how you go about and do this for healing.
Well, if somebody calls in and wants to have something healed, whether it's a spiritual, whether it's a mental, if it happens to be maybe it's the feeling part of it, or maybe it's the physical part, then what we do is we go in what we call a quantum field, or the altered state of the energy field, or you can call it the theta state, which slows down the brain waves from 4 to 6 cycles per second. And when you do that, it puts you in a different set of energy in the mind, and you go into the energy field and ask God, or who your higher source is, which is your own choice, to ask for a healing, or you can go in and ask for a manifestation of a goal that you choose to have, or any of those, anything that you choose to have that's better in your life. Sometimes it might be a confrontation that you're having between a spouse or somebody that is in the workforce. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe you have in your life confrontation coming up all the time, which is usually rejection or abandonment. We can go in and ask your higher source to change the energy field. And it's kind of a, we're kind of like a computer system. We're sending out certain vibrational frequency of what is going out, and that's being manifested in our life. So we go in, and with me, it's God, and I'll ask God to change that frequency to a higher vibrational frequency. Maybe it's love, acceptance, joy. It might be something that is not recognized at the time, and we will ask for information. A lot of times I'll just ask God, what is it that I'm in need of? Help me to understand what I need so that my life is in a better place. And
let me just stop you for one moment, because
okay,
we've gone by something that I kind of would like to address.
Okay.
Charlene, right now we're in the beta state, as the people who are listening to us right now are probably in beta, and we're very much engaged in conversation. We're not daydreaming. And let's talk a little bit about brainwave activity, because I think this is really important. Meditation comes in this.
Right.
Connecting with the higher mind comes in this. Healing and having the soul give us information that we're looking for. So the beta.
Beta usually is like most people right now are recognizing meditation. When you go into meditation, you
now
go into...
Now, let's start with beta first, darling. Beta is how many cycles per
four
minute?
4 to 6 cycles per second.
Per second.
In other words, the brain waves start slowing down. Then you go into theta, then you go into delta, which is a sleep cycle.
Well, the next one's alpha. So from beta to alpha, we've slowed up our brain waves, and that's about how many cycles per second?
On the other...
On
when
alpha.
We go into theta, is that what you're asking me?
No, alpha, darling.
Oh, alpha. Well, usually it's, if the other is 4 to 6, then it's like from 8 to 6.
And then we go into theta.
Right.
Which is about how many cycles per second?
It's 4 to 6 cycles per second.
So we're slowing down the brain, the actual waves of the brain as they are operating. Now, let's talk a little bit about how someone might slow down the the brain waves. Can you give people some of your thoughts and ideas
on
that?
Well, a lot of times people, when they're doing theta, they can do that with meditation, or people are involved with yoga, and they do it with that. It's teaching the body to slow down the brain waves so that you can get into that state of being able, instead of having the left brain doing all the analyzing and judgment, it's very judgmental. What it does is put you in a state where everything in the body slows down. If you go into delta, of course, that's a sleep cycle, and we know when you go into that, the body starts the repair it needs in order for it to function correctly. Is that what you're asking me?
Oh, yes. What I'm trying to do is help people to recognize where they are as far as brain activity is concerned, because I think this is extremely important right now from the point of view of meditating, and then a step deeper into meditation,
right,
connecting with the higher mind, because the different questions that I asked earlier about who you are, where your soul has chosen to go after this next great advancement.
That's because you won't go into what is into the analytical brain, which goes in and wants credibility all the time for everything. And so you go in, and instead of being in the analytical brain where it'll analyze and judge everything, and even though you might have a feeling or a thought pattern that'll come, you need to learn how to take that, which is usually the altered state. Some people call it a prayer state, but we haven't learned in the prayer state how to, when we address God or a higher source, to stop and listen. What we do is go in and give gratitude, then turn around and ask, and then we end it without stopping and listening for any answers that might come to you.
Well, and it's very important, I wanted people first to understand, or at least to have some sort of a discussion about the different phases of brainwave activity, how to identify where you are,
yeah,
because this is extremely important to get to the answers to the questions that I posed earlier.
I think that what people find is kind of interesting is this, as they start learning to go into that, it not only slows down the brain waves, but it slows down all of the body function, and that's when they call it relaxation. When I was in class for being a clinical hypnotherapist, that's what a hypnotherapist does, is they slow down the brain waves by having you count back. Well, they have different methods for using it. But
yeah, there's so many different ways. Matter of fact,
lots.
Charlene, how about if we do this, because I think this would be an interesting question. Let's throw a question out to the audience, and what that question would be, because I know there's a lot of people who are listening to this who really do meditate, who really have been on this journey and thoughtfully do some of this work. And I would like to throw out the question to the audience to have people call in and share some of their methods for slowing down the body, relaxing, slowing down the mind, getting to that state where their soul is going to start to share information with them by going through the higher mind. So we're going to ask that question first of all, and if you would have some thoughts that you'd like to share with us and the audience, give us a call, friends, 877-876-5227. So something else that you didn't touch upon, Charlene, I know that you did touch upon it, but maybe not in a way that people might really think about this, is the work that you're doing is healing a section of the subtle bodies that is the emotional subtle body that is next to the physical body. And clearing this of stuck energy that has been carried over from past lifetimes. And I am finding more and more that this is exceptionally important during this time of advancement here on Earth, because we have to eliminate all negative energy that our body is carrying before we can actually go up to this next division, or what is called this checkpoint, into the higher levels of vibration. It is from what I have learned from the Akashic Records and from the Masters, this next point that we are moving, we go beyond a checkpoint. Nobody puts us there. Nobody keeps us back. It is a function of vibration. It is a function of the higher vibrations that we can attain. But to attain that, we've got to clear some of these past energies that have been stuck. Can you think of something?
Okay, that's a really good point, because I'm finding right now, and I'll address it as God, because that's my higher source. I have been told by God that this was such an important time, because when I'm working with somebody, we go in and we're clearing the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body. And what happens is, he's asking that all past life experiences that an individual has had, he's going in and clearing it, making it complete, making it stopped, and putting in a positive affirmation or feelings in all of those four bodies. Not only is he telling me to do it with that individual, but he's also telling me that it must be done in their generational. In other words, I'll ask that individual, let's say Josephine calls and I clear her of rejection, abandonment. And then I'll have him clear all past lives with rejection, abandonment. Also have any ancestors that have had that same experience. Now, that feeling of abandonment and rejection is not only in the four bodies, but it's in the energy field that has been passed on in their DNA with their ancestral line. But he's also been telling me in the last few months that I have to even clear those ancestors' past life. And before it was just for the individual, but now he's saying, I want all of them cleared, all of the ancestors that had the same feelings, because the feelings are feelings of rejection. It's a vibrational frequency of sound. Also, it takes in the color spectrum, and that is all taken out of the field, is what he calls it, the field. In other words, it's not just in their body. It's in the energy field on the universe. And so that's being resolved. So when I'm working with somebody, it sounds like it's a very simple and quick thing that's being done. But it's humongous, because we're changing the energy field on the universe from a negative field to a positive field. And it takes it out of the subconscious mind, out of the person's DNA, their chromosomes, from the family, ancestors, but it's not clearing just that one person. I've seen some people, families, step forward, and there's hundreds stepping forward that want it all done with it. And it not only erases it from all ancestors from the past, but those in the future that come into their line. It just won't be there anymore.
Something that I find very fascinating along those lines, Charlene, is as I'm doing Akashic readings for people, I'm finding that some of them have reincarnated into the same DNA line.
Right.
So
right.
Because
you're
that, yeah. they've come to clear themselves and to clear their DNA. And I find that fascinating also.
Absolutely.
That we reincarnate. Now, this is not every time, but sometimes we reincarnate into the same DNA line.
Or we cut. And I've been shown this when I was working with a client, that some of the issues that we come in with, we had in a past life. We also came in from an ancestral line with the same past life memory. It's called cellular memory. And so right now, God's asking us to clear all of that so that it's not there anymore. We not only clear our present time of what we're feeling, but anything that we might have carried from past lifetime into this lifetime. And
well, there's something else about that, Charlene.
Okay.
Yes, I understand completely what you're saying, and I agree with it. But when a issue or a negative emotion experience has come in our lives in the past and we didn't clear it, we come back to Earth again, the same issue comes up, we didn't clear it. We reincarnate again, the same issue comes up, we didn't clear it. It is then a pattern.
Right. As a matter of fact, I'm finding that almost everything that people are dealing with has actually come in with a past life. So
well,
in other words, one time I was working with a lady, and I heard him say very clearly, ask her permission if I can go in and clear this. The issue was that she always made sure everybody else was okay, but she had not learned to make sure that she was okay. And so he said, ask her permission for this to be cleared, because she came in from a prior life carrying this, that she might clear it in this lifetime. And so that was a big learning experience for me.
Well, I want to go back to this word pattern again. And the reason I want to get back to patterns, this is extremely important in our lifetime right now. Because if we are carrying a pattern, that means we are going to attract that same energy to us unless it's cleared. Let's take an example that women out there can really relate if they are single looking for a partner. Now, I've heard some people say something similar to, if it's a bad guy out there who has some bad vibrations or just not going to do right by me, I'm going to attract him. Well, that might very well be true, and it might be a pattern that this individual has
right.
carried through several lifetimes,
right.
and the point is, it can be cleared. It is this pattern coming forth that needs to be cleared. So, Charlene, what I would like to suggest is, if a person has something going on in their life, it might be a pattern they're not happy with, call us. Let us talk about this and perhaps go in and be able to clear this pattern. Now's the time to decide what you want in your life.
If you're tired
of something that is happening, let's change it.
Yeah,
you were going to say?
Well, because most people think, well, that's just the way it is. I might as well just live with it and forget it. Or they'll look at another individual and they'll say, oh, well, that's the way he or she is, and, you know, that's the way it's going to be. But that isn't true. I have seen so many miracles in people's lives through the years that they're not the same individual as they were a few years ago, because they've changed so many things in their lives. And it is. It's just one miracle I see after another, that individuals, once they make up their mind, they want a different pattern in their life, because God said to me one time, they will have to do it again, because the only thing we can take with us is love. And we have to learn how to love. Because
we're a half hour into the show, and I know Charlene and I are extremely interesting listening to.
Apparently. Well, that's good, because
come on, start dialing your phone. Give us a question. The number here is 877-876-5227. Let's see if you have something in your life that you are just tired of doing. Maybe you're tired of being tied to that vow of poverty. You know, we've had so many lifetimes where we were clerics, where we were nuns, where we were serfs tied to the land. We either had a vow of poverty or we had to give all of the money over to the church, the king, and the landowner, and we got the little bit that was left over. And so there was a time in the past where it was considered virtuous to be poor, to be in poverty, that oath of poverty. So if you have an oath of poverty that needs to be broken, if you are looking for the road to prosperity, give us a call, 877-876-5227. We'll look into the situation. We'll ask Charlene to go into the quantum field and just see what she can find there. Ah, we do have someone who decided that they were going to ask.
Hello?
Okay, we had somebody trying to get ahead of in touch with us, and they had their computer feeding into their telephone. So, folks, when you call us, don't call us right at the telephone where we get feedback from the computer. And the reason is we have a spacing of time. What you hear on your computer is a little bit different from the words we're actually saying in current time here on the radio. So call us, please, 877-876-5227. We got someone who moved away from the computer. And your name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lila.
Hi, Lila. What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering if I have any patterns or anything that still needs to be cleared. I believe I have been cleared. But I just still think I have some patterns or something.
One way that you can tell that you have a pattern is, number one, is there a feeling that keeps coming up that you would like to resolve, or are there events coming in your life that you would like to change?
Both.
Give us an example, dear. We got to start someplace. What emotions are coming up in your life on a continual basis that you would like to clear?
Well, I really can't put my finger on anything. I'm just wondering if I have a pattern of attracting a poverty.
Attracting poverty. You know, this is a good question because a lot of people are struggling with that. We've had so many lifetimes where we were in poverty, don't we?
Right.
Okay, Charlene, I'm going to turn this over to you, dear. Do you see anything in Twyla's energy field where she has attracted, maybe made a vow of poverty in the past, or is attracting poverty on some level because of some mental thought?
What I'll do is we'll go in and ask God what else needs to be resolved for you, so that you can move ahead. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Because yours is not just the oath of poverty, that you took an oath of poverty. I think you've cleared that one, haven't you?
I believe so.
Yeah. I think sometimes an individual can not only have an oath of poverty, but we can be what the feeling is, you're feeling used. Right? The people make...
Feeling what?
Being
I have a very,
used.
Very,
people
very hard time on the phone. For some reason, Charlene, you come out so muffled on the phone. When Carolyn comes out very clearly, I don't know if the other listeners have the same problem, but I've always found that when she has other guests, it comes up very clearly. But with
well,
your
Paula,
phone,
I will, yes, I will.
It comes up very muffled.
I will try to help out with this. Do you sometimes feel that you have been used? You know, we all feel this at one point or another. Either we didn't stand up in our power. Do you feel sometimes that someone has used you, that you didn't? Do you ever feel that? That was her question.
That someone is using me?
Yeah,
do you feel
promises.
Sometimes that you've been used?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Okay. Or they make promises, but they don't feel obliged to fulfill their promises.
Uh-huh.
An unfulfilled promise is another one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes, Charlene. See what you can do, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I think everybody at one point or another have felt this way. And we've had so many lifetimes where we haven't been valued for the beautiful soul that we are. You know, there's been so many struggles, so many wars, so many points of domination in world history. And here we are, these beautiful souls, and people don't always tell us the truth. They haven't always told us the truth. They've broken promises. They've used us. And here we are in this lifetime trying to clear the rounds and rounds of times when we've had to suffer this. So, Twyla,
I was wondering, too, do I have anything in my DNA still that needs to be cleared?
Well, what she's doing is she's conversing in the quantum field right now and trying to find that out for you, Twyla.
Good, okay.
She can't hear us as we chat. And I find that interesting. She's conscious, but she's in an altered state, and she doesn't hear what we're saying.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is sometimes, you know, husbands don't hear wives talking to them. They must be in an altered state a lot of times. A little bit of humor on the side, Twyla.
Okay. One of them is, in your past life, people did not respect you and did not, they felt a lack of respect of keeping their word to you. So they didn't fulfill their commitment to you. They felt like they could use you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Now, what I need to do is go in and clear that. Does that make sense to you?
Sure it does.
Okay. So that's a major one, not only for you, Lila, but for a lot of people. Like, people make promises, and they don't respect you enough to keep those promises, or they know that they don't have to keep those promises because there's not enough respect or honor there. And so he wants to go in and clear that whole field for you.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and we're going to dedicate it to those that are listening, that it's also dedicated to them as well. So he'll clear the whole thing for everybody. Okay?
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
people
it's
who
be
want
dedicated.
That, Charlene, before you go, people who want that cleared for themselves, do they have to have the intention to have it cleared?
Right. If I'm saying this, and God's saying, this is an issue. When somebody says, oh, well, I'll do this, or if you give me some money, or if you do this for me, I'll do that for you, then what happens is they don't fulfill that commitment. They don't respect you enough to fulfill that commitment that they've made to you. There's a lack of respect and honor there. So anybody that wants to have this same thing done, God is saying that's what happens. They don't respect you enough to fulfill that commitment that they've made. So they use you for whatever their needs are. And that's a long time, you know, for a lot of people. that is an ongoing issue that a lot of us have, and we have it in our past life. And so what he's saying is anybody, not only Lila, but those that are listening that want this cleared for them, just tell your higher source that you honor this to be dedicated to them, and it'll be done, he said.
Wonderful.
Okay? So let's
Sounds
do it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, let's do this.
Well, Sherilyn said something about respect, but I think the person who doesn't honor their commitments doesn't have enough respect for themselves in addition to the other person. Because if you respected yourself and you respected the other person, you'd always keep your word. What do you think of that, Lila?
My dad always used to say, a man is only as good as his word.
Yeah, there was a time when people did everything on a handshake.
Right. Well, you don't have that very much anymore.
No, you got to put everything in contracts and then make sure that they can't be broken and need 20 lawyers to get it done right. When we used to just shake on it.
Right.
There was a time when our word was our bond. Oh, I'd like to have those times back. Wouldn't you, Twyla?
Well, I believe that is the most important thing in character. If you have respect for yourself, you'll have respect for others.
Definitely. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Well, Charlene's really working on this one. Must be an awful lot to clear.
I'm sure, because the character of people since the 60s has really plummeted the character. And
well, let me ask you a question about that. I would agree with that. I think there has been a lot of changes in that respect. But
yes.
Do you think that people are starting to become aware of that and are moving back to that again?
I believe the young people today are becoming more aware. I believe like the baby boomers, when they came in and they gave up the idea of honor, especially when it comes to sex, where they believe in quite free love, and they're not using their understanding that really there's nothing free. And the implications of giving yourself without love and without commitment destroys your character. Not only in that area of morals, but in every area of your morals. And I believe the morals have dropped in every area because of that. What I believe is the key is understanding to have responsibility as far as your sexual life goes. And once you compromise that, you've compromised all your morals, all your principles, and your character is destroyed.
I feel like we're starting to make a movement back towards caring and loving, because people are starting to think about the planet. We're starting to think about the animals. We're starting to think about living green, conservation. This is all coming into our awareness. So, God bless us all. I see hope that humanity is starting to turn towards loving and respecting those things around them.
You know, what he was telling me, too, listening to you in the last couple few minutes, is he's also showing me that what was happening, it was individuals like yourself and others that you've been talking about, these individuals coming into this life have the opportunity to be able to do that, because this is being changed so that they can make the next step forward. And that is, he said that they once he went in with the issues that we've been talking about, was that he also, once he goes in and pulls, cancels, and releases it in all dimensions of time and space and language for you, what he did was put it, canceled it, and replaced it with, I am respected and honored by those that make commitments with me. And they are love me and honor and respect me. So see, that was the key to the whole thing, like you're saying. It comes out of love and respect for that individual that will make them, that when they make a commitment, they're doing it with honesty and with respect because they come from a state of love.
Charlene, going down to the basics, though, don't you think a person has to respect, honor, and love themselves first before they can respect, honor, and love others?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stepping forward and honoring yourself and loving yourself, and that doesn't mean we can't spend energy criticizing or judging ourselves. We'll make a judgment on ourselves, and then we sit and criticize ourselves for what we've done rather than looking at the positive aspects of the things that we have done. We spend a lot of times looking at our physical body and looking at it and saying, oh, I don't like this, and I wish I was shorter, or I wish I was thinner, or we go to all those things. That's not a state of love for self. So we have to start watching how we think, because whatever we're thinking, we're creating in that in the quantum field. So we go in and say, well, you know, my legs get me around. I am so grateful for my legs. Look how many years they've got me around. You know, my mother is 90, and she'll say something, and I'll say, oh, but look, they've got you around for 90 years. Isn't that fantastic? Thank them. Thank them for all the work that they do. And so when you're making that comment, we have to respect ourselves, not only others, but respect and honor and see the positive aspects of ourselves, the very positive things about ourselves, instead of finding the thing that we want to go into the analytical brain and criticize ourselves for.
So, Charlene, I kind of missed something, dear. What was cleared this time?
Okay, the respect,
mm-hmm.
honor of self, that when others make a commitment, and that's what you were saying, when others make a commitment, they honor you and respect you for in that commitment, and also because they love them, love you, and you love yourself. You've got to honor and respect yourself. Because people only, a lot of times, it's kind of like a boomerang. If you say, I don't honor or respect myself, you put it on that boomerang and you throw it out, and I always say, how fast is the boomerang coming? When it makes that circle, 100-fold, it's sped up by the time it made that circle to come back to you. So we have to be very careful about how we think about ourselves. Our thoughts and our feelings are vibrational frequency, and that is what we create. We are creators of ourselves.
Well, I would like to say perhaps something to meditate upon is make a promise to yourself that when you make a promise to others or to yourself that you honor and keep it. They're so important.
I agree. And sometimes, you know, we like to look at it and say, well, what if I just fudge? I've heard somebody say, well, what if I just fudge just a little bit? I said, because it's still a lie. It still isn't truth. And you know within yourself it isn't truth. So it's what's within yourself that counts. If you know you're just fudging just a little bit, or somebody said, well, I told just a little bit of a white lie, I said, yeah, but within yourself, it was still an untruth.
Lila, was there anything else, dear?
No, I think that was a very, very profound point that Charlene brought out, is that we project what we think about ourselves, and if we don't have that great respect for ourselves, other people can't have that respect for us.
Yeah, because
I think we all run ourselves down.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're vibrating. Tremendously important point, Charlene. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Good luck.
Thank you, honey.
Which brings up another point, Charlene, is how this is tied into being a victim and not taking your power back.
Right. That, you know, you brought up a point with before about, you know, having somebody that comes into your life that honor and respect you in a relationship like a husband or a wife. And you find that a lot of times you move out of a relationship because it's not working and you've still got the same energy field. So what you do is you walk right smack dab into the same relationship.
Right. We're talking here about patterns.
Yeah. The pattern is, and it goes on and on. So we have
to
break the
pattern. Well, maybe we have somebody else calling with a pattern. And who am I speaking to now?
Hello. Hi, my name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Charlene.
Hi.
What's the question, darling?
Well, I wonder if I'm sure I have patterns, but specifically, since we're on the topic of money and poverty and that line of thinking,
money makes the world go round, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Is it stopping at your doorstep or is it walking through the doorway?
Actually, I'm you know, doing okay, but I'll just be, I guess to explain it is that I think too practical. In other words, I wonder if there's some real security issues from somewhere or, you know, that make me too practical.
Okay. Well, you used a word that really struck me, Marilyn,
right.
And that word was, you're doing okay.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Well, but you brought up the point completely.
Yes.
which is your truth, and that is, when we go back, when we go into, let's say we go into an ancestral line, you said, well, I'm too practical. In other words, if you go into your ancestral line, has your ancestral line been in the depression?
Depression?
Uh-huh. Depression. You know, did your parents or your grandparents...
Lived during the time of the depression. In the 30s.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that, yeah, that's probably in my DNA and probably even somewhat in my early years. Some the value of saving and the practicality issue, yes. But
okay.
I also, you know, I'm just gonna put it out there, and I've always wondered. But
now, let me ask you a question before you get to that. Do you ever treat yourself to something that you wanted that is just frivolous? Are you okay enough with yourself just to treat yourself to a frivolous something just because you wanted it?
Right, I do, and I, yes, it's you know, right. No, I enjoy life. It's just that my basic, my basic instinct is to be more conservative. But ironically, I'm a risk taker when it comes to finances as well, and I'm, you know, generous and enjoy life. It's just something that I've always felt since in that I'm it's. Restraining, I suppose.
Well, you know, being practical, there's nothing, you know, practical can be a real gift.
Yeah.
Because
you might
have purchased things in a practical manner. In other words, maybe you don't buy things that you can't afford.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's talking about a feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's into a feeling. What is the feeling?
Oh,
yes, it's
you want to clear the feeling. I got this.
Yeah. Even though maybe she goes out and spends something on herself, there's a feeling there.
Right.
That it's inappropriate. Is that correct?
Yes, somewhat. But
okay.
May I say this? And, you know, this is interesting to me. I think that I had a lot of money in a very recent lifetime. And that somehow, I think money... is a, you know, it's energy, it's important, it's necessary, but somehow I think there's carryover that I'm you know, I can't explain it, but I mean, like, we've all had different finances in all various lives, and so it's nothing different than anyone else. But in a recent lifetime, I think that I have had a large amount of money, and, you know, now I'm okay, but I it's hard to explain. I might be really off.
Marilyn, are you feeling that something needs to be healed from the past that had to do with money?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, is it that perhaps, and again, I don't know this, I'm just throwing this question out to you, did you handle a lot of money and maybe didn't handle it in the best possible manner? Could you have either squandered it? Could you have either not shared it with others?
Well, I don't know. I don't have bad feelings about it, but I suppose lack of appreciation and I suppose squander would perhaps be possible, yes.
Oh, in other words, you have a feeling that perhaps you had a lot of money in the past and you didn't appreciate it?
Perhaps. I don't know. I just have the feeling that I did, and that this lifetime, I know to most people it would sound really odd, but I just feel like there's this. I used to have, even as a child, I remember I had dreams that seemed to, you know, didn't make sense to me, but about exchange of money. And it's been, even though, I mean, I'm not a super ambitious person, you know, that's out there, you know, money, but it's an undercurrent that has like a carryover for some reason that I
something
really
needs
can't
to be cleared
you.
And you can't put your finger on
that's
it.
That's I
Charlie,
can't put my finger
see
on
what
it.
You can find, and
well,
if you can't find
the,
anything, then I'll
is,
try.
Yeah, what we do is we, you know, instead of sitting around guessing, let's go in and ask.
Right, you
who's
ask.
Who's your higher source?
God,
the Creator.
Do you call him the Creator or God?
God is fine.
Okay. I prefer to let you have your free will to choose how you approach deity, okay?
Okay.
Let's ask him what the issue is that needs to be cleared so that you're free of it. Because it's stirring inside of you, isn't it?
Yes.
You've always got some kind of question there.
Yes.
So let's go in and ask. Okay, just a minute. Let's do that.
You know, these things are so fascinating, Marilyn. This is the great time of healing and clearing. And you have something there. You can't put your finger on it. But you know on some level it needs to be brought forth and cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Or healed. And we'll
and
get to it. God willing, we'll get to it.
And that's the thing. Sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. If you knew, then you'd know. And you could, you know... Do it yourself, maybe.
Like I always say, dear, we didn't come in with an operational manual.
Yes.
I got one in my back pocket, but I can't reach it. Oh.
Yeah.
And what that means is someone else can pull it out of your pocket and help you with it.
Yes, I enjoy your show, by the way.
Your what?
I enjoy your program very much.
Oh, thank you. So, are you a regular listener?
Well, I used to be more often, and the last, I'd say, few months, not so much because of different obligations. But I'm just, you know, like back in the swing of it today. So this is great.
Well, have you decided or found out yet? Are you a cherubim, messenger of the Elohim, light worker? Where are you going after you ascend?
Well,
not a question.
I would have to say light worker, that's just my my generalization.
You're going to go with Archangel Mikael to the Golden Galaxy?
That would be nice. But I just don't have any certainty. All I know for sure is that I'm on a path and that things are starting to open up in that realm, and I'm feeling it, but I'm still not sure.
Well, if you can, tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk a little more about this.
Cool.
I think it's a very important issue right now. The time is coming close. We need to find out where our soul is planning to take us.
Okay. It looks like in a past life, you had a great deal of money. Very, very wealthy. I saw you in a very, very elegant dress. Your family was very well-to-do, and you closed your eyes to the poverty of those around you. And you were hanging on. It was showing me that you would not share it, and yet you could see it, but it was hurting your soul to have see others in such dire straits, and you're not sharing it, but you wouldn't do it because you would not step back. And what is it? It was like it would step you back from what do they call that? A higher class, that's it. A class of people by sharing it. Does that make sense to you? When I'm sharing that with what I saw, what are the feelings that come up with you? Where it's a feeling. What is the feelings there?
Actually, it's different than what I
imagined.
But that wouldn't be uncommon. I there's Carrie over there. I can relate to that.
Okay. Okay. You could see the poverty, but you didn't want to diminish what you had as far as your prestige I guess the word is prestige. An upper class. That's what I'm... Okay. I keep hearing them tell me, okay, it would step you lower than the upper class in society, and you didn't want to do that. So you were really in a state of greed and self-absorbent. Does that make sense?
So yeah, that's really sad. I mean, that's...
Okay,
know,
is it bringing up some emotions?
Well, that is, it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling you. It's what it's doing is it's bringing up emotions for you, which speaks your truth from a past life. So now what we'll do is he'll go in and change it, okay? And then what he'll do is take out the negative here of the experience, and he'll change it completely. Then I'm going to ask you afterwards how you feel, because
wonderful.
You're coming from a feeling state, okay?
Okay.
So let's go in and change that. Is that okay?
Good, yes.
What's so exciting about all of this, Marilyn, is this great time of clearing anything that's negative that we have had in our past. This is the opportunity to clear it. And the signal to these events is our emotions. And the fact that you had some little nagging thought there in back of your mind was telling me that there was something here that needed to be cleared. And I think this is beautiful to have it cleared.
Yes. Well, you know, I will say the word always. I have always had a heightened sensitivity for people that have not so much. And it
not
still
so
bothers,
much? Is that
I mean, yes, that are, you know, that are poor or, you know, whatever. I mean, most people do. You know, the humanity in general has empathy or compassion for people that, you know, are struggling. But I think, a lot of times, even as a very small child, very, very sensitive toward, you know, and aware of others that that, you know, wanted for things that they didn't have or couldn't have.
But, you know, in past years, there was a very big difference between the classes. We're not seeing that so much now. Well, I'm sort of thinking of things like something that comes to mind is that ship that went down on its maiden voyage. I can't think of the name.
Titanic.
Yeah, like the Titanic. You know, they had gates and between the different levels of classes, so that one level of class couldn't move to another. I think life was somewhat like that.
Back then, yeah. But in my generation, you know, there was much more uniformity growing up. There seemed like there was a growing middle class, and wealth wasn't so, wealth and poverty weren't as prevalent as perhaps as it was noticeable back then. But now I see it's coming back to the way it was back in those highly prosperous days. Yeah.
Well, part of it is what's happened to you is it's the feeling that you have. And it was so embedded in your DNA and in your cell memory from past lifetime that it's caused you to stir within yourself. But he's gone in and he's pulled that all out, and he put in the positive. In other words, I'm very visual, and so he usually shows me what's going on so that I can relay it to the client. So what he showed me was it really stemmed from the father, because you as the daughter wanted to do that because it was hurting your feelings, but he was very opposed to it, very much, because it would lower his class and his distinction in the society. But what God did was change it, even with him. And the joy, and it said, I now have great joy and happiness as I share. And it changed it in not all past lives, not in just one, but all past lives and all dimensions of time, space, and any language that this might have incorporated. And so that's been all changed in not only all of your past lives, any time that you might have had that experience, because you came into this life to change it. And change it in your DNA, in your subconscious, in your heart, mind, not, and in your aura, and your energy field has been read. And so that's all been changed.
Well, thank you so much. 52 years into this lifetime, I finally got it done. Thanks to your help.
Well, when you think about it, that's a pretty short time, and do it in about 5 or 10 minutes, right?
Well, it is. It's amazing. I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's just all of a sudden you feel. How are you feeling, and what was your perception? That's important that you share. How you're feeling in your heart chakra. How are you feeling in your heart chakra?
I gotta tune in. Well, I feel happy.
You feel joy, don't you?
Yes.
Because he put in, I now feel great joy and happiness as I share the abundance that God is going to give you abundance. And this time you can have it. And you can have it with joy and happiness. Because you'll be sharing it out of love.
And there'll be nobody keeping me from sharing it.
No, because the cellular memory isn't there anymore. It's been kind of interesting to watch the scientific field as they start talking about the cells and how the cells have cellular memory.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep coming up. If we do it, let's say, for instance, I do a hypnosis on somebody, which is basically what I kind of did was slowing down the brain waves. But what happens is you can take them back to that, and you can actually have them. I've had them tell me exactly what they're wearing, what color the clothes are, and what they're doing. And so,
fascinating.
Yeah, and so what we do is God goes in there, and he takes all that memory out, and he changes it so that you can have that abundance. God doesn't specify who should have it and who wouldn't, because then we're saying then he has preferences, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't. It's us that does it. And so now you are going to have abundance, but you'll feel grateful and good about your abundance, and you'll be able to share it with great joy and happiness.
Guilt-free abundance.
Yeah.
And sharing. I love to share.
Yeah.
And guilt-free abundance, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, because before that would keep blocking you having it come in.
You are both so interesting. I wish I could just spend a week with you. But I...
Thank you.
Love you.
Okay. Well, thank you, dear.
Thank you,
thank
Marilyn.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The two things I want to remind the people who are listening to us, one is at my website, www.carolynevers.com, there is an amazing book that is Chaos Before Creation. And we have 13 masters who have come forth and have taught all the different aspects of healing. And you'll love that book. Charlene, we're going to take this caller, and then we'll have you give out your telephone number.
Oh, okay.
Your caller, the caller's name, please.
Hi, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi,
Nancy.
Love hearing your voice, darling. What's going on?
Well, I have total body pain.
Oh, dear.
And I was wondering if Charlene can find out what's going on and kind of clear it for me.
Now, is this
the entire body?
This is my physical body.
No, I understand that, but your entire physical body?
My entire physical body.
It hurts everywhere?
It hurts everywhere.
Oh.
Except for the top of my head. That's the only place it doesn't hurt. I don't have a headache.
That's great. Okay, let's go in and do that one really fast, okay?
Okay.
I can see where it is.
Oh, my. She can see where it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Curious about this one. Hurry up. Come back, so you can tell me where this is.
Yeah, you showed me immediately.
So oh, my goodness.
Hang on just a minute.
Talk about
tension. Is God your higher source? I forgot to ask.
It's God.
Okay, thank you. I just went under a complete assumption. He reminded me to get your permission first. He has to kind of keep me in straight.
Yeah, that takes some doing, doesn't it? Keep us straight. Well, my golly, Nancy, talk about instant.
Yeah, that's awesome. My goodness.
You didn't even get it out of your mouth, and she said, I see it.
It must be pretty bad, huh?
Well, I think not necessarily. I think what it is when you're working, and, you know, Charlene and I are working right now, there are certain energies that we have walked into that we are carrying, and we've been in this state long enough, even though we're talking back and forth to the individuals that call, we are still holding on to some of those energies. And as a matter of fact, what we do after a phone call is we've got to clear ourselves from all these energies and make that disconnect.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Yes, darling, we're walking in another world sometimes. We're walking between the worlds.
There you go.
So, Nancy, besides being in pain, what else is going on with you?
Well, you know, I've been doing pretty good. I'm actually off and on. When I'm not in this much pain, I'm actually starting to get spiritual messages.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's not much, but you know what? It's a step in the right direction.
Okay. Nancy, would you take 5 deep breaths
and
blow out? There you go. Do it 5 times for me. Feel it being released. let go. Respect and honor yourself by letting go.
Okay.
Is it gone?
Oh, it's about 75% gone.
Yep. Okay, well, we want, you know, we want more than that.
Well, you've got my curiosity going, Shirley. What was this?
Okay, let's do just a little bit more then, okay?
Okay.
What
I did was keep us in the dark.
Yeah, well, part of it is, we call it the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
And so the Ark of the Covenant is the covenant that we made with deity in the beginning of time, because you are the essence of deity. And therefore, your covenant that was made was being short, I call it a short-circuiting, because that's the words we understand. And so we've got to go in there and clear it, and let's do it all the way. Now, one of the things is that you're not quite accepting what that would be. What do you feel like that your covenant would be with God? Actually, God made the covenant with you, that whatever you choose to make, do in your lifetime,
uh-huh.
that He will help you with it.
Charlene, is this the same as mission?
Yes. You can use it a mission. You can call it your higher self, goal. You know, whatever your preference is.
Uh-huh. I always thought it was healing others.
That's what I figured. That's why I came in with the Ark of the Covenant, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so what He's doing is He's putting you on that Ark of the Covenant is made, and then what He's going to do is ground you to this life's path on this earth for that Ark of that Covenant that you made with God.
Okay.
Okay? In other words, you told God, you know, when I go down, I want to heal. I want to be a healer. And He said, okay, we'll help you with that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you get opposition to that covenant, that's what you had.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. The other thing He told me was, you are in an environment, you don't need to do anything personal, okay?
Okay.
He said that you're in an environment that's negative.
Okay. I can understand that.
Okay. So what He wants you to do is you're going to have to say, I now fulfill the Ark of the Covenant that I made with God to be a healer, and I now ask for divine intervention to protect me from the negative.
Okay.
Have you got that?
Say the first part. I don't think I got it all.
Okay. You're going to ask God that now that you understand that you made a covenant to be a healer in this lifetime, that you now ask for divine intervention to protect you from the negative environment that you're in.
Okay.
So that you can fulfill your life's path. And we can do that. We can ask for divine intervention.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Yes.
Okay, let's go in and do it one more time. Let's get rid of all the rest of it, okay?
Okay.
You know, Nancy, you can listen to the show in the archive.
Yes.
So if you didn't get all of that, you can listen to the archive and hear Charlene tell you that again.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I got a question or two to ask of her when she comes back myself. You don't think of it, darling. I've thought of it.
So good.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on in your life, don't you?
Boy, do I ever. But, you know, it's amazing. I'm growing more every day, and I'm learning more.
Let me ask you a question about that, Nancy. Do you think it's because you know who you are now that there is this big change in your life?
Yes. And, you know, you gave me that information. You actually helped me start on my
okay,
correct
now, Nancy, tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling really good right now.
I actually had a couple drinks while you were out in the telephone booth.
Okay.
We were hanging out here having a couple beers.
Yeah, there you go.
I doubt it.
Oh.
Okay, take your couple of another deep breaths, and as you do that, see, sometimes we get so used to what we've got, we haven't quite understood that we can release it completely.
Uh-huh.
And so what I want you to do is take two or three another deep breaths, and as you do that, I want you to release completely.
Okay.
Okay? Now, there. That's better, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay,
well,
now,
before you go, Nancy, Charlene, one of the things that's happened with Nancy, and we were talking about this while you were in the telephone booth, pretending that you were Superman.
Oh, brother. Never heard that description before.
Well, we got to have a little levity here.
Thank you.
You know, I asked this question earlier about whether you're a cherubim, whether you're a messenger of Elohim, a light worker, where you come from, where you're going. And I don't think it was when I was working with you, but on one of my other shows, Nancy called in and we gave her the information. And what I asked her is, she said she's starting to open up and do some of this work, and actually, what you're really doing, Nancy, is you're starting to remember.
Yeah,
and
right.
I asked her if knowing who she was made a difference in her life. And she said, yes, this was the beginning. And so that question, I think, is very important to either ask from the records or connect with your higher mind and find out who you are, where you came from, so you know where you're going and what you're supposed to be doing.
So
and
if you
we also talked to for you, Nancy, at another time, what you do during sleep time. Have you been able to remember any of that or have any wispy memories of it?
No, I haven't. That I have not. I've been doing a lot of really weird dreams where I think I'm clearing past lives. I mean, they're very vivid when I wake up, and then they start to fade away.
Okay. Get a tape recorder and record it, and then let me know what they are. I can tell you what they are.
Okay.
Or write them down, whichever.
Yeah, whichever you choose.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if you call me, I can tell you what they are.
Wow. Okay.
Okay? Because the dreams are a manifestation of either what you're in the process of doing or what is being cleared.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you are a healer. That's absolutely definite. And so now you're on your life's path. You've been put on that path. And I saw you put on the path on this earthly plane. Okay?
Wow.
And so you're, even when you go to sleep at night, ask God to put a protective shield around you so you don't have any invasion at night.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay?
And it's not a bad idea to do it in the morning, too, Nancy.
It's just good to do it all the time.
Yes.
Well, especially if you have a higher, this higher calling that you really do have.
Oh, that's wonderful to know because it just feels so right.
Yes, it is right for you.
Well, sweetheart, where you came from certainly means you didn't come here to knit a pair of socks.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Now that I got it, I'm working on it.
It's kind of like you have a feeling inside of you that it's urgent that you keep moving forward, isn't it?
Yes, it's very urgent. I mean, it's like, I don't know how else to explain it except that I know it's urgent, and sometimes I get a little frustrated because I'm not getting it or I'm not hearing it.
No, you're doing okay.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, you're doing fine. It's all a learning process, and when you know that God is at the helm and he's helping you to achieve that potential, then it's fitting in the place it's supposed to, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, okay?
Yeah.
Because you have a sense of urgency. I feel your urgency that's inside of you.
Oh,
to be able to move forward quickly and get things accomplished.
Yeah.
Right? Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And it is sitting in the place that, it's supposed to.
Okay.
If you can get this other negativity is really hampering it. So if you want, give me a call at my residence and let me help you with that part. You know, because we don't want to go into the personal part.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
let's get that pulled out so that you're not combating it all the time.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless both of you.
God bless you too, Nancy. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Caroline, why don't you give people your telephone number right now?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346, and that's Mountain Standard Time.
Now, can they call you at midnight?
I don't care when they call me.
Come on now, give them a time frame.
It doesn't mean that I will answer.
Okay, call anytime. Knock at my door. I'm just not going to answer the bell, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, usually if that was the case, I'd think, uh-oh, one of the family is calling in. It's an emergency. No. No, I usually would answer. So call me at 801-944-9346. Oh, and if I don't call you right back, it has to do with my crazy machines. Call me again, please. It isn't I'm ignoring it. I'm not get some of them I don't get.
No, it's not your crazy machine.
It is.
Folks, no, it's not your crazy machine. Folks, she's a high-energy person. She zaps out her messages every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't matter how many machines I buy. It does it again. So please be patient and call back.
Yeah, she's paying her telephone bills.
Yeah. Please call me again, and I'll get back to you. Appreciate your calls.
And what's that number?
It's 801-944-9346.
And my website, carolynevers.com, CAROLYNEVERS, for some of these questions of these different topics that we're talking about, you might want to order a reading. I think it would be very helpful to know your path, where you came from, where you're going. And who is this on the line now?
Hello, Carolyn. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What can we do for you, dear?
I love listening to you and Charlene. It is just absolutely wonderful.
And
the word is urgency.
The word's urgency.
Urgency. I just related to so much that has the other callers have called in about, and I would like to ask of Charlene if she would ask God. I have had many readings in the past life, and I have actually sabotaged. I actually had a lot of gifts, but I was actually thrown out of villagers. And so what happened in this lifetime, I came in and I have been more scared to use these gifts, and I'd like to be able to open them up. And
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is the time to do it, because what happens is the fear comes in for the persecution or the violence that would occur if you continued with the gifts that you have, and so then it backs you off, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what we do is, like I'm saying, right now is a time frame where there's so many people that have had that in past lives, and they're now coming forward, and we're coming forward as a group of people that were supportive of each other. And more of a support system out there now than it has ever been. And I know you still get kind of looked at, but there's enough of us that we don't care. Right? And
yeah.
If you're coming in to be a healer, tell me some of the... Oh, you're clairvoyant, huh?
I didn't know that. That's probably one of my gifts.
Well, I just told you clairvoyant. He just stopped me in the middle of my conversation. Okay, so you're very clairvoyant. And sometimes you hear things, don't you?
Sometimes what? I didn't hear you, Charlene.
She hears things. She's clear audio.
Mm-hmm.
You know things ahead before they happen?
Yes. Sometimes. The synchronization will happen with other people.
Okay.
I'll hit, and then it actually is happening.
Okay. So you know that sometimes you know what's going to happen to other people or even yourself before it occurs.
Yeah, it's not very strong, and it's not anything that's ever been very bad or anything. It's just very
okay.
Yeah.
But what has happened in your cell memory is backing you up to be all of the four clairs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, that's what he's telling me.
Okay, good.
I'm not speaking of myself. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing what I'm being told, that you are also for the clairs, but what is happening is you're being sabotaged from having it come in because your cellular memory in the past was the persecution. So you have this sense of fear of energy that's blocking you from using them completely. Does that make sense to you?
Well, let's clear that out of the way, Charlene.
Well, yeah, let's go in and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but is that okay?
Yes.
I got to get your permission. You got to say it. Okay. Sorry. He said you didn't say okay. They have a sense of humor, too, see?
Yes.
Okay. And who is your higher source? God?
Oh, God.
All right, let's go in and get this work done.
Well, you know what happens, Marie, when we carry these things over from the past, we start putting our light under a bushel basket.
Well, actually, this is what actually made me call today, because I know my light. I know I work with Kuan Yin and the energy that I bring in for the whole entire globe. But when I visit my family, I have my children. It's not that they don't have respect, but they're so much into their religion that they don't want to hear me. So I'm actually closing myself off when I'm with them, and I'm just speaking about the children, the grandchildren, and
well, I do the same thing. You know, we're born among this group of people who aren't on the same path that we're on, and that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, because it's been going on now for 15 years when we first started this work, and my husband and I, and he got it, both of us, but we could talk together about it, but now he has passed on, so I'm kind of alone, so I even climb up even more.
Well, the thing is, that's what's see, you've joined the conference calls. Now, don't you feel like that has been a good support for you?
Oh, yeah, this conference call, Kuan Yin, every week that I'm working with her, oh, it's fantastic. I have a tremendous support system, spiritual support system.
Well, I wanted to bring that out, because when you can join conference calls with either Archangel Mikael or whoever that you're working with, this, you don't really have to have your family agreeing with you, because you've got the support of masters and angels and archangels, and that kind of picks up the slack.
Yes, it does. It does.
And then you're meeting other people who are also on the conference call who are like-minded. They think like you, they feel like you, and it's like you're touching base with your brothers and your sisters. So, in a sense, yes, you can have social fun with your family, but they don't have to agree with your spiritual work. None of my kids do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, none of my kids do.
Yep, that sounds like across the board with the light workers, the cherubim, the Elohim messengers, because
Yeah, if I said anything to my children, like what I say on the radio or what I've gotten at the conference calls or from the Akashic Records, they would look at me like I had two heads.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
You've always had a desire, he said, to do readings for people. Is that correct?
Not in this lifetime.
Well, you did. You could do it.
Really?
So actually, it's been the heart mind is open now to be able to do readings and to help people to understand who they are and for them to reach their higher potential. And you're very a very incredible soul.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, there's no conversation. There's no words when something is like that.
There's no language for it, is it?
When someone comes, I always know that I am God. Also,
See. You have understood that you are the essence of God Father and God Mother, haven't you?
Yes, that's where also where it comes in, yes.
Okay, because that's what he showed me, that you understand that principle and that you're manifesting those gifts and that you're open now to fulfilling all of those gifts.
Marie, wouldn't it also be because you know where you came from?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to have a reading with you also, Carolyn, to find out what my choice is. I've known for 15 years the choices, but I'm not sure I ever made understood them, so I think I will have to find that out. So, yeah, it does help to know that I am a Carolyn.
Yeah, once you know that, it's like it opens up and helps you understand so many things, whether you're a cherubim or a messenger from an Elohim. To my point of view, this is what makes such a great big difference in a person's life. You know why I think so, Marie, is because you are finally able to trust what you've been hearing, what your instincts are, what your intuition is, and you can trust it.
Well, you're now more open, well, because that's been released. And also, there was a lot of fear generated from past ancestors that had had the same experience. And so that ancestral line is cleared as well. Apparently, you have ancestors that had the same gifts.
Yes. My mother said she was clairvoyant.
Yeah, I figured. That's why it's so clairvoyant the first time around, right?
Yeah, well, she's passed on, so I don't know whether I didn't grow up with her, so I'm not sure what
it's still in your DNA.
Yes, in the DNA, sure.
Yeah, it's in your DNA. It's in your chromosomes. It's in your cellular memory, and
yes.
your mother will step forward and help you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So you can just say, thank her for giving you you brought forward her DNA, and it's so that she can now help you to achieve what she was in the process of wanting to achieve but could not in her day and age.
Very good.
So you're kind of an extension, and it's going to be clearing the children that are coming into your family so that they can step forward and use the gifts more freely.
Wonderful. So I have three little crystal babies in the family, grandchildren, three little boys under three.
I think so.
Isn't that wonderful?
And what it does, see, most people don't realize that what God is doing, like we talked about at the first of the program, is I've been doing this several years, but all of a sudden there are so many other things that he wants cleared and he wants it done now. You know, and that is clearing the DNA and the past life for all ancestors. So that it's clearing the field. It's an energy field that is projected on this earth from your ancestral line. And that's all being pulled off of the energy field of the universe. And those children, like the crystal children and some of the star children, when they're coming in, they don't have that in their field. And so they're able to go ahead and use those tremendous gifts, and it's because of you that you cleared that field for them today.
Wonderful.
So you'll have fun with them.
Yes.
You'll all have fun together.
Yes. One came in at the first week of his life. He was doing mudras. his hands. We've got pictures of it. He has his fingers in positions that we have no idea how a brand new baby could do it.
I love it.
Yeah, he was showing us different moves. To this day, I'd love to have him checked over to see what he actually was telling us at that time.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to have some fun, Marie?
Yeah, thanks. So, all right, these gifts are open up now, so I will work with them.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you will be speaking the same language. In other words, you will understand each other completely because
yes.
you know where you're both coming from, where you're all coming from.
Yes.
And it is a different language. Like, you know, when it came back on to what you guys were saying, it is different. And it's people look at you and say, now, what did you say? You know, but with you and your grandchildren, you'll be speaking the same language. You'll
I'm curious about something, Marie. Do you send him the same signs when he does it to you?
He only did it the first few weeks of when he was born.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him do that since, but he's quite a little challenged. He's 3 and a half now. When my husband transited this baby, this particular baby was 3 days old. And so it was, I don't know, he's a special little being that has come in, and he sees me, he just lights up and runs to me. The others don't do it as much.
You know, it would be interesting to see his reaction if you held the same signs that, you know, there's books on that.
Yeah, I don't know any books, that's one thing that...
Well, I mean, you could get a book and look at some of the ways you hold the fingers and the symbols and do it to him. It would be interesting to see his reaction.
That would be, yes.
Oh, are you going to have fun?
He's quite a little guy, yes.
Oh, this
is cool.
Good talking to you, Marie.
Yep.
Okay, dear. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Our
You're
pleasure.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Both of you. Thank
okay,
you so much.
We sent you our love.
Well, we are down to perhaps about the last 15 minutes. Can you believe 2 hours went by so fast?
No, you know, when you're in a theta state, there isn't no time frame. So we have no time frame.
I gotcha.
Poor Don has to keep track of us, doesn't he?
Ah, he doesn't keep track of anything. We're out here wandering in the desert. You want to give the folks your telephone number one more time, Charlene?
Oh, 801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time. And please keep calling me back. Let's get some of the personal things that you have that's really stopping you from moving into the new age with so many, many hundreds and thousands of people.
And my website is carolynevers.com, and I certainly do encourage you to think about joining our conference calls. This Thursday, for instance, Pope John Paul is going to be our guest in Voices from Heaven. He works with the energies of ascension, and he's going to have a discussion about that. I think anybody who wants to understand how that works, this should be an extremely interesting conference call. And your name, please.
Yeah, good afternoon, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Oh,
hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. What's going on in your life?
I was hoping that maybe Charlene could send some healing energy to my friend Don, D-O-N.
And what do you need? What kind of healing?
Emotional. He's going through a messy divorce.
Oh. Okay. And it's okay with him?
Yes.
All right. Just a minute. And who's his higher source, God?
Yes.
Okay. Just a minute.
You know, for many people, that is such a painful situation. And I think, Kim, I've been through the same situation myself. And in looking back upon it, I can find many good things that came out of it. I think it's a moment that you're going through is the pain is just horrible for everyone.
Yeah.
But after it's all over and there is enough time that has passed that you can find some reasons for why different things happened, he will find, and you will find at some point, that there was positive things that came out of this experience.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm going through a divorce myself, and I definitely have already found that, and I just want a little bit of peace for him. You know, he really needs some rest.
Let me tell you this, Kim, and I don't know if you can relate to this, but I went through a terribly traumatic divorce, and Archangel Michael told me that this gentleman was my task partner, and I never heard of that phrase before, and he explained to me what that means is when you come into this lifetime, you have certain things that you set up as a soul that you wish to accomplish in that lifetime. And so we choose certain people in our circle of souls that we have worked with. And my task partner, I wanted to take back my power, and my task partner said, oh, I can help you with that.
That's
so
right.
The two of us came to Earth.
And he gave it back to you.
Huh?
And he gave it right back to you, right?
Yeah.
Through the traumatic experience, yeah.
Right, we got married, and boy, did he help me come walk into my power.
That's so great. That's so cool.
Well, it is cool, because after Archangel Michael told me about that, and I realized that this person came into this lifetime to help me take back my power and become a more powerful person, I was then able to forgive him for so many of the things that experiences that we had together that I didn't feel at the time were good things.
Yeah.
And I realized then the sort of things that he sacrificed to play that part.
Right.
And what happened was, from feeling the victim and feeling hatred, I was then able to look at him with compassion and healing. So I thought I'd throw that out, because when you're in the midst and the throes of a nasty divorce, it's hard to find anything positive.
You're right, I think.
So who knows? Maybe they're task partners.
Yep, I suspect that that's true.
Well, and it might teach him to honor and respect himself.
Yeah.
And not allow, maybe he's having to learn that he can't allow somebody else to be unkind and cruel to him.
Ah.
Is that correct?
Well, I don't know, but I suspect. Our relationship...
Yeah. Okay, so what God did was, right at this particular time, he is needing to have the protective angels put the energy around him.
Okay.
So what it does is, it's a green light that goes around, clockwise, around his body, and it kind of has a gold shimmer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that goes counterclockwise, mm-hmm. and then another one that goes clockwise. So in other words, there's three circles that surround you. Inside of that is God's love, light, and energy that have surrounded him.
That's beautiful, Shirley.
So this energy that is being projected at him cannot penetrate that.
Gotcha.
Because the vibrational frequency is so high that energy that is so low cannot penetrate it.
Gotcha.
And that's been put around him at this time so that he can walk through this trauma that he's going through and be able, kind of like what Carolyn was saying, and that is, there's something here that he's going to learn, and it's difficult when the energy is so negative, you can't see past the negativity that is being projected at you. You can't be objective at all. Because
right.
you can't, the energy is so intense, the negative is so
right.
intense, it's hard to see any positive coming out of it.
Right.
So this will help him be able to be a little bit more objective and say, what is it that I need to do, and how can I make this right?
Right.
And interesting to hear back really quite soon and see how he's doing, okay?
Yeah,
if not, I'll do some other stuff for you.
Great. Thank you so much, Shirlene. Thanks, Carolyn.
And you too, Kim. Let us know how you're doing with this walkthrough. Actually, you know, we don't think of this when we're going through this divorce, but it's actually a walk through some kind of healing.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing really well, actually.
Good.
Yep. I'm doing lots and lots of energy work on myself, so I'm really blessed.
Now, when you do energy work, what are you doing, Reiki?
Well, I do Reiki, yeah. But I'm also listening to radio shows and online attunements and sound healing. And
sound healing's marvelous.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Thank you so much,
Lee.
You
know how to do it, don't you?
Well, you know.
You use every method possible, don't you?
Well, why not? If you got right, guys,
well,
if you got
right.
A choice, you might as well choose bliss if you got the choice.
Oh, I love it. What a thing to say, Kim. Say that again for the audience.
Okay. I said, well, if you got a choice, you might as well choose bliss.
Absolutely. I love it.
Besides, when the other person sees you in such bliss, it confuses them completely. They expect you to be miserable.
I know.
That's why you're laughing.
Boy, did you just make them unhappy.
No, just not unhappy, just a little confused.
Yeah, the more questions you have, the unhappier he gets.
It's the reaction that you're laughing at, right?
and I've also had other healers say that ultimately that, you know, lead by example, right? Assume the virtue, and eventually he might get the idea that if he doesn't turn this around, he's going to kill himself.
Well,
you know,
but see, when we're talking about energy, I have just seen this once again demonstrated in just this last week. Because what happens is if they don't understand it, they not only emotionally but physically and spiritually deteriorate.
That's right.
Because they're not living in a higher vibrational frequency,
right.
And the physical body has to maintain a higher frequency.
Right. And so that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I can keep kind of helping him, feed him the energy so that he doesn't, you know, crash and burn, which I'm kind of
well,
afraid
that's
of. But
kind of what happens.
Do you send pink light to his soul?
Well, I send him Reiki, and I feed him bear medicine, and I, I'll do some pink light.
Well, that's marvelous. I love it.
Yeah.
You've already forgiven him.
Well, actually, I wasn't talking about my ex-husband. I was talking about my friend.
He's talking about his friend.
I've already moved on. That's right. Totally moved on, guys. Totally moved on.
He's talking about two.
That's right. That's right. Might as well talk about the one I want to talk about. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, are you ready for a new relationship?
Oh, gosh, Carolyn, I am so ready.
Well, are you working on manifesting that?
I am, and I have a deep, deep suspicion that my friend is going to introduce me to the one.
Okay, what I want you to do, I just had a lady call me this week and say, oh, it works, it works, it works. What you do is, in order to manifest it, you've got to write down exactly what you want. And
okay.
I would prefer that you put down 100.
Okay. 100
what do you
things.
Mean 100, Shirley?
Well, okay, you say, okay, he's kind.
Yeah.
He's gentle.
Oh, thoughtful. You mean 100 attributes.
Sweet.
Yes, 100. Now,
okay.
I'm telling you, she called and she said, I'm having a tough time coming up with 100. I said, well, keep going. And so she called us last week, and she was so just a laugh, and she says, it works, it works. And I said, I know, but I had to keep encouraging her to get to the 100. It's not easy. And then I had to look at it and say, okay, but am I those 100?
Yeah.
Do I manifest those characteristics?
Yeah.
You know, you want to be that too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so write them down. Let's hear what happens.
Kim,
okay.
You know what I say? When you go into a restaurant and you look at the menu and you choose an item, you tell the waitress what you want, and you sit there waiting for it, and you're positive she's going to bring you what you order.
Right.
Well, after you write Charlene's 100 attributes, you know that when you send that out to the universe is going to provide this guy that has this 100 attributes.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that works.
Oh, it does. But, you know, sometimes you have to go in, and I might have to help you find the reason that you would had the other one addressed to you in the first place. And that's got to be erased. You know, it's got to be taken out.
So then what are you asking, telling Kim to call us back in 2 weeks?
Kim, tell me if that guy's popped into your life. Are you there? I think we lost her.
I think she dropped off the face of the earth here.
When we gave her that assignment, that was a biggie.
Okay, folks, you got 5 minutes. 877-876-5227. If you've got a request, you got to be quick, dear.
Really fast.
We've got 4 minutes. We're going to have a countdown before blast off.
Right.
To make room for the next person coming on
well,
DBS.
Well, just remember that all things that aren't working can be turned and changed because God is the creator and he can create anything. And so if you choose to have it corrected, call and let him change it for you because he's the creator and all things are created. And he can create the change. Things aren't set in stone because he'll change it for you.
Anybody that's out there listening who liked some of the topics that we were covering today, listen to my show tomorrow, which is comes on at the same time. We're going to be talking more about some of the choices that the cherubim and messengers of Elohim have with a few other goodies and some new information that has come in. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting hour. If you like this hour, you should like that hour. Charlene, we have probably 3 minutes. Probably not enough time to really work for someone else. And I would just like to remind people what we've done today has been an awful lot of fun. And so for personal matters, things that you can't discuss on the radio, do call Charlene at her number, 801-944-9346. I think you'd find that you can have a very good working relationship with her. Also, for your own questions, maybe helping to open up your own spiritual data banks, consider asking for a reading at my website, carolynevers.com. I send a part of my mind to the center of the cosmos and review your records. We open them up. We get the information from your own record. I don't know of anybody else really that does this. There's other places where the Akashic records are kept, but what I read from is the records in the center of the cosmos that is held and cared for by the cherubim. So, my darling Charlene, this has been an interesting program. I want to thank you for being here and assisting all of our callers and listeners. And I want to thank all of the listeners for being there. I want to thank those who maybe are going through the recordings from the archives, some of our past shows, and maybe you want to hear something in this show to review. The energies are there. The work is still being done when you listen to the archives. So, my dear, if you're willing and God's willing, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Charlene.
Absolutely. And remember, those things that were covered today on the show were also will be manifested in the lives of those that were listening.
So goodbye, all.
Okay, we send you our love. Bye-bye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.